Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to Refuah Shlema, complete recovery for Sharon Katz, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel Pesach Seh Ben Chava Harav Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We put out videos in Hebrew virtually every day, and we put out 6 or 7 videos last week. We're going to discuss on this week's program 2 of those videos that I think you're going to find fascinating, 2 fascinating subjects from those videos. The first one is how in the 1940s, left-wing Palmach soldiers from the left-wing Palmach attest to the fact that they castrated Arabs. They used to castrate Arab rapists. When Arab rapists would attack Jewish girls, they castrated them. And the second subject we want to discuss is the Polish Parliament, the Jew-hating Polish Parliament, passing a law, making it illegal for anyone to tell the truth about Poland's participation in the Holocaust, about how Poland played a key role in the murder of over 6 million Jews during the Holocaust. First, let's discuss the castration of Arab rapists. In the video that we put out, a Hebrew video, you see these elderly Jewish Palmach soldiers who in the 1940s were part of the Palmach. The Palmach was part of the left-wing army in Israel. And these soldiers attest to the fact that they used to castrate Arab rapists. They gave one example where an Arab raped a 9-year-old Jewish girl. And this Palmach soldier explains how they kidnapped the Arab who committed the rape, and then they cut his testicles off. They removed his genitalia. And the person who is explaining this is the one who personally did it. He actually did the actual castration. This shows, by the way, how Jews, even on the left, were normal for a period of time in the 1940s, 1950s, 1960s, because right after the Holocaust, after the horrors of over 6 million Jews being murdered because of Jewish weakness, because of Jewish capitulation, because Jews did not do what they should do to their enemies, this understanding made even left-wing Jews in the Haganah and the Palmach do things that today would be considered unthinkable. Why? You castrate an Arab? You can't castrate him, even if he did rape a 9-year-old Jewish girl. You have to give him an attorney and an air-conditioned cell somewhere, and then after a year or two, you let him out of prison in a prisoner exchange that Pipi Netanyahu agrees to. That's what Israel has become today. Today, Israel has become a joke, and the Israeli army is a joke. But in the 1940s, even the left understood that the only language that the Arab Muslim Nazi enemy of Israel comprehends is strength. If you show kindness to evil people, they take this as weakness. They interpret kindness to be weakness. And therefore, you have to show only strength. And so they would take Arab rapists, kidnap them, and then castrate them. And then the Arab rapists would be sent back to their village, and everybody in the village or everybody in the Arab neighborhood, if it was in a major city, if they came from a major city, would know. The word would be spread that this is what the Jews do to you if you touch a Jewish girl. And this particular Arab raped a 9-year-old Jewish girl. What a difference. What a difference between the Jews then and the Jews of today. But tragically, it took the murder of over 6 million Jews to make the Jews temporarily normal. Because you see, let me explain to you a little bit about why the Jews are so insane. After 2,000 years of homelessness, statelessness, pogroms, exiles, inquisitions, and crusades, and finally the Holocaust, After 2,000 years of nonstop murder, persecution, and torture of the Jewish people, which is what took place for 20 centuries in Europe, the Holocaust was just the climax of what had been going on for 20 centuries. The Jews were no longer a normal people, and are no longer a normal people. They've become crazy. And they feel guilty when they win. They don't want to win. They don't want to go back to their own homeland. They feel this is not right. They're paralyzed when it comes to taking action against their enemies. This is insanity. The Holocaust created a situation where the Jews realized their backs are against the wall and that there'd be another Holocaust in Israel. The Jews in Israel were going to be slaughtered if they didn't fight back. So in the 1948 War of Independence, the 600,000 Jews that were in Israel at the time fought back against 60, 70 million Arabs and defeated them, outnumbered 100 to 1, miraculously defeated them, just as the Bible said they would. Complete fulfillment of biblical prophecy. 10 of ye shall chase 1,000 of them, 100 of ye shall put 10,000 of them to flight. That happened in the 1948 War of Independence. It happened in the 1967 Six-Day War. The Jews, for the first 3 decades or so of Israel's existence, were somewhat normal. Still not really normal, because if they were really normal, they would have thrown all the Arabs out of the land of Israel, and they would have liberated the entire land of Israel and never even considered giving back any land. So the Jews still weren't normal even then. But at least when they saw Jewish girls being raped, at least then they realized they had to take strong, physical, aggressive action against the enemy to show the enemy that this was not going to be tolerated. And in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, the Israelis did do things like that. I mean, they took those types of actions. And that's why Israel survived during that period of time. The fact that the Jews now, for a long time now, for at least 20 years since the Oslo agreements, have been unable to fight back, unable to defeat any enemy, have been mentally paralyzed by this self-hating Jewish guilt and apologetic behavior and this terrifying feeling of, oh, what's the world going to say? What are the goyim going to say? What are the goyim going to think? What's Washington going to do? You know, this sick, self-hating behavior. While they're still outnumbered 100 to 1, while the world is still against them, with all these incredible odds against them, and they survive, and they don't even fight back. And their own leaders are their worst enemies. Hundreds of millions of Arabs and Muslims and Iranian Muslims are on their doorstep wanting to destroy them. And in a situation like this, where they're outnumbered 100 to 1, their own leaders their own leaders are their worst enemies. Their own leaders are traitors. And they survive? And they still survive? I mean, it's an astounding miracle. The insanity of the Jews, the crazy behavior of the Jews, further shows what a miracle Israel's existence is. Further shows how amazing it is what Hashem, what God has done in the land of Israel. And so we did this video, and we showed these elderly Jews explaining what they did, attesting to what they did in the 1940s to Arab rapists. And the purpose, of course, is to show Jews that once we were normal and we understood that he who is merciful to the cruel will in the end be cruel to the merciful. That's what the rabbis teach us in the Talmud. That's what Chazal teach us. That is a Jewish rule, and it's a law of the world. If you are merciful to the cruel, in the end you're going to be cruel to the merciful. The same people who are cruel to the Israeli Jews, who are the victims of terrorism, the same people who are cruel to Israeli Jews are merciful to their Arab, Muslim, Nazi mass murderers. If you're merciful to the cruel, in the end you're going to be cruel to the merciful. And so we're trying to teach Israeli Jews Jewish values again, and the need to take Jewish action for Jewish survival. Because if we did that, we could bring back the days of victories in Six-Day Wars, where little Israel beats the whole Arab world in a Six-Day War and quadruples in size in just 6 days, which is what happened in the 1967 Six-Day War, an astounding miracle of biblical proportions. And we could win even bigger victories than that. if only we would do what must be done and would go and would have Jewish thinking for a change with a Jewish leader and Jewish prime minister. Moshe Feiglin from the Zehut party is going to be running in the next election. We support him in the Knesset elections. He won't become prime minister. He won't get enough votes to become prime minister. But we hope at least to get him into the Knesset, to get him past the minimum threshold that he has to get to win he has to win at least 4 seats out of the 120 seats. If he wins at least 4 seats out of the 120 seats, at least there'll be a voice of truth in the Knesset. Now there is zero, not one voice of truth in the Knesset, in the Israeli parliament. So we're doing what we can to rectify that, and we're trying to help Moshe Feiglin. But in addition to that, we have thousands of Israeli Jews now who come to our videos, who come to our Facebook page as well, and come to our Hebrew main page. Thousands of Israeli Jews come every day. Every day, thousands of Israeli Jews come to see our videos, to see our posts, to see our commentaries. And we're beginning to create a basis, at least, for a movement of normal, sane, God-fearing Jews in Israel. We're creating the basis. We're creating a foundation for it now. We have an advertising campaign. The more you help us financially, the more Jews we can reach with this message. And it's essential that we reach them with this message. The second subject I wanted to speak about, and I, by the way, the videos we did, if I spoke about every video we did this week, this show would be not 30, wouldn't be a half hour program. This program would go on for 3 or 4 hours if I spoke to you about all the videos we did last week. But we're going to be giving you, I hope we'll be giving you more videos in upcoming weeks. Let's see if you like hearing about what the message that we're bringing to the people of Israel. The second video involves Poland. Now, my father and his family, and my family on my father's side, came from Poland. A cursed, evil, backward, hideous, jealous, vicious, cruel nation. May their names and memories be obliterated. May the name of the names of the wicked rot. There were 3.5 million Jews in Poland before the Holocaust. Now there are a few thousand left, most of them elderly. 90% of Polish Jewry were murdered. The other 10% either went to the United States, or most of them went to Israel, and a minority of them went to the United States and other countries. But 90% were murdered in the ovens and the gas chambers and the death camps. And many of those death camps, the most notorious ones, like Auschwitz, for instance, were in Poland. And the Germans deliberately located these death camps in Poland because situated them in Poland because they knew that the Polish people would enthusiastically support and participate in the Holocaust. They knew the Polish people would gladly turn over their Jewish neighbors and participate in the Holocaust. Many of the death camp guards were Poles. To show you how evil and cruel the Polish people were toward the Jews. And remember, the Jews lived in Poland for 1,000 years. That godforsaken country would be a jungle. They were living like cavemen until the Jews came. The Jews in Poland were geniuses and brilliant people. Geniuses living among smelly cave people and drunkards. And the Poles were very jealous of the Jews because the Jews, no matter how much they oppressed the Jews, no matter how much they persecuted the Jews, and they did that for 1,000 years, no matter how much they put them down, even when the Jews were impoverished because the Poles didn't allow them to advance economically or in any other way, even impoverished, every Jewish child knew how to read. Jews were brilliant. The Jewish families were intact. And so the jealousy, the hatred of the Jews was so strong in Poland. Instead of saying, wow, this people is successful. Look at what a great role model, what great role models they could be for us. And elevating all of Polish society that way, which is what, if they were righteous, that's what they would have done. And Poland would have been like paradise. Instead of doing that, jealous, vicious, evil, backstabbing serpents that they are, they hated the Jews, they murdered Jews, they persecuted Jews. And now the Polish parliament has passed a law a Holocaust denial law where you're not allowed to tell the truth about Poland's participation in the Holocaust. It's a crime, and you go to prison in Poland now if you say that the Polish people participated in the Holocaust, even though they clearly did. I could give you so many examples of Polish cruel, unbelievable cruelty during the Holocaust. For instance, when the Jews were being taken on the trains to the death camps, hundreds of Jews were packed into cattle cars to go to the death camps from the Jewish ghettos. And these were Jews who had already been starving and had malaria and all types of diseases and horrible, horrible situation. And they were packed into cattle cars. And many of them died from suffocation. They couldn't breathe. They were packed in so tightly. Of course, they couldn't relieve themselves. They couldn't go to the bathroom. They had to all stay in the cattle cars. It took days for them to get to the death camps. And they were so thirsty. No water, no food, nothing. And so some of them went, when they went into the death camps, they'd go with rings on their fingers. They had rings on their fingers. And so there were situations where Jews had rings on their fingers, diamond rings. And so they would say to the Poles outside the train, "Just give me a drink of water. I'll give you this expensive diamond ring. I just need a drink of water to survive. I need a drink of water. I'm so thirsty. I'm dying of thirst. Get me a drink of water. Here, I'll give you this diamond ring." So the Polish person would agree. This happened many times over and over again. The Polish person outside the cattle train would agree. He would take the ring, and then he would pour the water into the cup, and then spill the water on the ground in front of the thirsty Jew after he already took his ring. Just spill the water on the ground and laugh at the Jew, who then usually died of thirst after that. The cruelty, the barbarism, the unbelievable cruelty. And of course, the things that Polish Nazi concentration camp guards, the Polish and Ukrainian Nazi concentration camp guards, most of the concentration camp guards were Polish and Ukrainian. The things they did shocked even the German Nazis. They were so cruel. They were so bestial. I mean, having hungry dogs, starving dogs, and having hungry dogs eat Jewish babies in front of their mothers. Just the things they did while women were being pushed into the gas ovens to be annihilated, taking swords out and cutting the woman's breast off as she's being shoved in, making sure that her breasts are sliced off by the sharp swords as she's being shoved into the gas oven to be annihilated by poison gas. Cruelty that is indescribable, absolutely indescribable. The Holocaust involved the worst crimes in human history. And Poland enthusiastically participated. Now, Poland was at war with Germany at the time. Germany invaded Poland, and the Poles and the Germans have always hated each other. They are all one is jealous of the other, and the other hates just the usual hatred of European people. Just vicious, murderous hatred that has existed in Europe for thousands of years, that is part of the cruel, immoral culture of Europe. And that is Europe. Immoral, cruel, violent, sadistic. The Poles were at war with the Germans. To show you how stupid they were, the Polish cavalry with horses, charging with horses, charged into the German tanks. And of course the German tanks slaughtered them. I mean, so stupid. You can imagine if they had used Jewish brain power. The Jews, when the final few Jews, finally the Jews decided to resist in the Warsaw Ghetto, they held out longer against the German army in the Warsaw Ghetto than all of Poland. They held out longer than all of France, the Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto. When they decided to fight back, the Germans were shocked because the Germans believed their own propaganda that the Jews can't fight back, the Juden can't fight back. They saw that the Jews are very fierce warriors when they finally decide to fight back. And all of their weapons were homemade weapons in the ghetto in the Warsaw Ghetto where they had been where they didn't have access to anything to anything except the crudest type of things, and yet with those weapons they were killing German soldiers and resisted, and for weeks resisted the German soldiers and fought back against them. It was quite a battle. But in the final analysis, even though Poland was at war with Germany, you would think Poland at that point would say to the Jews, okay, let's... And the Jews did say, by the way, the Jews said to the Poles, look, you're at war with Germany, your country's being invaded, you don't want Germany to be here, and we're, of course, targets of German annihilation. Let's fight together. And the Poles, and by the way, the Jewish underground approached the Polish underground, because there were underground movements after Germany invaded Poland. And so the Jewish underground approached the Polish Catholic underground and said, let's fight together. The Polish underground agreed. They said, okay, let's fight together. And the Polish underground, so they went to meet to fight together against the Germans. And what happened? Who was waiting for them to ambush them? The Germans. The Polish underground informed the German SS so that they could grab the Jews and murder the Jews. When the Jewish ghetto was burning, the Poles were dancing in the streets saying, the Jews are burning, the Jews are burning. Now, Poland now benefits tremendously, has gotten billions of dollars from Jews coming there as tourists. Huge numbers of Jews come there to tour the Auschwitz concentration camps and the other death camps. This is insane. You have to tour the death camps to understand what happened in the Holocaust. You don't have to go to Poland to understand what happened in the Holocaust. I mean, this is beyond disgusting. You're giving huge amounts of tourist dollars to the same Poland that brutally annihilated the Jews during the Holocaust, that participated enthusiastically in the murder of over 6 million Jews, that has the blood of over 6 million Jews on their hands just as much as the German people do. And so we did a Hebrew video showing what Poland is all about, showing pictures of Poles saluting with swastikas and saluting the Nazi flag and their Nazism. We did a video showing all of this, documenting all this, a video in Hebrew. And in the video, we urged Israel, because Israeli Jews, literally millions of Israeli Jews have gone to Poland, in many cases repeatedly, to visit the death camps. It's like a rite of passage that when you're in high school or before you go into the Israeli army, you got to go to visit the death camps, you got to go to Poland, you got to go to Auschwitz. And so we did a video urging that this stop, that we boycott Poland and stop giving money to the mass murderers of the Jews during the Holocaust. By the way, just to show that the Poles have never changed, they never will change. When the Messiah comes, he's going to destroy all the Jew haters. Then they'll change, but it'll be too late. Just to show you how they've never changed, the University of Warsaw, and we mentioned this in our Hebrew video, of course, everything I'm telling you we mentioned in the Hebrew video. The University of Warsaw did a survey and found that 63% of Poles believe that there is a Jewish plot, a Jewish conspiracy to take over the world, that the Jews are conspiring to conquer the world, which is what Hitler and the Nazis said. In other words, they still believe in the Nazi ideology. 63% admit that they believe this in the poll. 63% admitted that they believe this. So the overwhelming hatred, fanatic hatred of the Jews in a country that there are no Jews left in their country anymore. They've wiped all their millions of their Jews out. They stole all the Jewish property. They wiped all the Jews out. The Jews haven't gotten compensation from the Poles for what they did. How can you compensate for the murder of millions of Jewish citizens by barbaric, hideous, drunken, vicious, cruel, sadistic beasts? How can you possibly compensate for that, even if you wanted to? And after all this, they still blame the Jews for all of Poland's problems today. Even now, even after almost all the Jews of Poland have been murdered. They've been dead for 70 years now, the Jews of Poland. And they still blame the Jews, these hideous, vicious serpents. Yimach shmam b'zichram, shem reshaim yirkav. We did a Hebrew video exposing it. It's about time Jews acted with honor and self-respect and told their enemies to go to hell, which they surely will. But the Jews in this world should be doing what's right and not giving billions of dollars in tourist money and other money to their enemies. And you know, Ron Lauder, that intermarried filthy billionaire pig who rebuilt, who's rebuilding Jewish neighborhoods in Poland and so that there'd be tourists to come and visit the so-called Jewish neighborhoods. I mean, this is just hideous what they're doing. Hideous. No Jewish money for Poland, a complete boycott of Poland. That's what should be done. Those are the two videos that, those are the two Hebrew videos that we want to discuss on this week's program. You know, if you look at all the things we've done on the internet the past couple of years, if you look up Chaim ben Pesach in Hebrew, you get almost 31,000, I think over 31,000, I think it's 30,000 or 31,000, it's either, it's over 30,000, over 30,000 videos on Chaim ben, involving Chaim ben Pesach, if you type my name in Hebrew on YouTube. You type my name in Hebrew on YouTube, you get over 30,000 videos. You know, I mean, we've reached hundreds of thousands of Jews in Israel with our message. And we're reaching thousands every week. Not every week, excuse me, every day. Thousands of Israeli Jews now either come to our videos or our main page or our Facebook page every single day now. Thousands. It's not tens of thousands every day now. It is, on a monthly basis, it is tens of thousands. But on a daily basis, it's thousands. We want it to be tens of thousands on a daily basis. And we want to build a mass movement and a movement that will change things in Israel. We are changing the way at least the thousands of Israeli Jews who now come to us as regulars on a regular basis, we are changing the way they think. And that's so important. Don't you agree that our message should get out to the people of Israel? Don't you agree that what JTF is saying should be something that every Jew in Israel should see? And by the way, on our videos, I'm just speaking to you. I'm not showing you the pictures and the documentation. On our videos, we show all the documentation and pictures. It's very well documented, everything. Don't you agree that this is a message that all Israeli Jews should see? Don't you agree that this would be a different world if the Jews of Israel were all exposed to our great message? You can help. The more you help us, the more Jews in Israel get our message. The more Jews in Israel see our videos. And you know, I mean, I could give you the other subjects this week about African illegal aliens coming into Israel, how Egypt is the one that sent them into Israel. We may discuss that on a future, on a future video about how Jews save an Arab baby, and then the mother of the Arab baby wants the Arab baby, does an interview on Israeli television where she explains that she wants the Arab baby to be a Muslim terrorist suicide bomber. I mean, the videos we've done, and we might on our future English videos, we might explain some of these stories. We might give these stories to you on a future video discussing some of the things that we discuss with the people of Israel. But if we could just reach the people of Israel with this truth, I'm telling you, a very large percentage of them think that what we're saying makes sense. It does make sense to them. Not all of them are completely nuts. It's just that they never got the facts. Nobody's ever told them the truth. Nobody. Help us. Help us financially. Help us by spreading the word about our websites, our main page, our Facebook pages, our videos on YouTube. Help us. Help us with everything we're trying to do. Because together, if we work together as a team, we can still make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim ben Pesach. Shalom.